ABC Radio Australia.
First of its kind protest against deep sea mining in international waters has ended with activists ordered to abandon an exploration vessel. The company conducting mining exploration says the activists were being reckless and getting in the way of important scientific work. But the protesters say the court ruling was a massive own goal for the mining company. Marion Farr with this report.
Way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, far from land, a heated disagreement broke out.
We had five climbers who scaled the crane at the back of their ship.
And then eventually they boarded the vessel and sat on top of our A-frame, which meant that we couldn't safely operate it. So it brought the science to a grinding halt.
At that point, when we had an ongoing occupation, which was the first ever occupation of a deep sea mining industry ship at sea,
we were left with no option but to go to the courts to seek an injunction on their reckless behaviour.
Greenpeace activists were protesting against deep sea mining exploration in the Clarion-Clipperton Zone.
It is continental in size, and it is the area that this new dangerous industry, deep sea mining, wants to get its monster machines into kilometres below the surface of the waves.
Louisa Casson is one of the protesters.
So far, this industry has always tried to operate out of sight, out of mind. And that's why we have deployed one of our Greenpeace ships to come out here to bear witness to what the metals company was doing.
The metals company is a Canadian resource group that has been leading the push towards mining the deepest parts of the ocean. They want to extract small rocks known as polymetallic nodules, which contain precious metals like copper, cobalt, and nickel. At this stage, the practice has not been approved on a commercial scale, but the metals company CEO, Jared Barron, wants that to change. His company is pushing ahead with the backing of the Nauru government.
You know, our plan is still to be in commercial production pending the approval to do so by the end of 2025.
But in order to get there, the company needs to conduct research and exploration.
Last year, we spent 6 months at sea collecting these very same rocks. We had a scientific expedition where we went out and surveyed the area extensively.
Jared Barron says scientists returned to the zone last month to study the impact.
This visit, Campaign 8 as we know it, it is about our 20th campaign, is all about looking at how the area is recovering 12 months after we were collecting rocks from our license area.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing. Midway through the expedition, Greenpeace activists arrived.
At first it was peaceful. They were in kayaks, you know, holding up signs, and that's fine. But then they started to really interfere with us being able to launch our scientific equipment into the water. And then eventually they boarded the vessel and sat on top of our A-frame, which meant that we couldn't safely operate it. So it brought the science to a grinding halt.
Last week, the metals company took legal action against Greenpeace, seeking an injunction to stop the protest. The case was heard in the District Court of Amsterdam, where the Greenpeace boat is registered.
And we were happy to see that the court did order them off the vessel.
Jared Barron says the behaviour was reckless and dangerous.
At a time when the world is saying we need more science, we had Greenpeace turn up and do everything they could to prevent us collecting that data.
But it wasn't a complete success for the metals company. It wanted the protesters banned from going within 500 metres of their research ship, but the court refused, allowing activists to remain close by. Protesters held up signs saying, "Legally, still here." Greenpeace campaigner Louisa Casson says the court's ruling was an own goal for the mining company.
While our climbers who had scaled the crane of the ship had to come down, the protest continued, and it was actually a landmark ruling in support of peaceful protest, recognising the huge social importance of this issue of deep sea mining.
The activist group believes deep sea mining risks irreparably harming the ocean environment.
Greenpeace really wanted to shine a light on this. You know, we know this is hugely controversial, not just to us, but to fishing communities, to human rights groups, to a growing number of governments, nearly 25 governments who are calling for a halt on this industry.
Louisa Casson believes the protest was a huge success.
I think it really showed that just two kayaks, three boats, five climbers can really rock this industry to the core. It really showed the fragility of this industry.
But the metals company CEO, Gerard Barron, doesn't see it that way.
In their dreams. I mean, it was a nuisance. And I guess what it did do is give everyone a little bit of a wake-up call to just how far some of these very radical organizations will go.
For now, the Greenpeace ship has left the area and is on its way back to New Mexico. And although the clash may have simmered down for now, neither party is giving up on its fight.
We've got a very dedicated team of scientists on board the research vessel. They're representing many independent, world-class scientific organizations who are involved in our science research program. And all they want to do is the science.
So the momentum really continues all across the world. You know, in the last year, we have tripled the number of governments who are opposing this industry.
And that is a report by Marion Farr.